Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, approximately midway through the Amud with the two dots, Lo Yitmeinenu B'chol, and we recorded a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim with regard to Toldol Sachama. And if you recall, the Chachamim in the Mishnah prohibit using Toldol Sachama, which was the case of the Sudar that was heated up by the sun, and you can't crack an egg and fry the egg on that sudar, according to the Chachamim. And they made a gzera of Toldos Ha'or, and Rabbi Yossi was matir. Then it says, V'lo yatminenu b'chol, and the simple reading of the Mishnah seems to indicate that Kuli Amalo Pligil, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, that lo yatminenu b'chol. Now the sand was heated up by the sun, which makes it Toldos Ha'chama. So the Gemara immediately asks for Liflog Nami Rabbi Yossi Baha. Rabbi Yossi should also disagree in the case of frying an egg over the in the sand, being because if he was matir frying an egg on the sudar that was heated up by the sun, then he should likewise be matir Toldos Sacham in the case of sand, which is heated up by the sun. And the Gemara is going to offer two explanations of Rabbi Yossi. And this was the last thing we did yesterday. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, two possible explanations as to why Rabbi Yossi would agree that lo yatminenu b'chol, that we cannot fry an egg in the sand, even though it's Toldos Sachama. And Rabbi says, Gzeira Shema Yatmin Beremetz, that there's a certain striking similarity here between frying the egg by submerging it in the sand and possibly putting any sort of raw food into afer, into ashes that are mixed with coals. And that, of course, would be a violation of Meleches Bishul D'oraisa. And according to Rabbi's interpretation, Rabbi Yossi, forget about the fact that it's told us hachama, which normally would be mutter, but here it's hatmana situation. He's not just cracking open an egg, he's actually submerging the egg and insulating it. That's similar and might lead to yatmin beremetz, which, as we said before, if he submerges his egg, or for that matter, any uncooked food into the chol, into the avak, into the gecholim, the afer, and that would be a violation of Meleches Bishul. Rav Yosef has a different take as to why lo yatminenu b'chol, even according to Rav Yossi, and that's because mipnei shemezes ha'ofar bimkomo, because when he submerges the egg inside the sand, then he is inevitably moving the sand. And here we're going to mention a few possibilities. But first, let's just emphasize that our Mishnah is talking about, according to Erev Shabbos as well. That's what it seems to be, because if we're talking about an Iser Hatmana, then Lechorot should apply even to Erev Shabbos. However, that's not simple, because our Mishnah seems to be dedicating itself to Shabbos itself, not to Erev Shabbos. And if we're dealing with the Gzer of Hatmana, the way Rabbah explains it, then this should apply even on Erev Shabbos. Hayala, the Mishnah should have prohibited this Iser Hatmana even on Friday, like the normal din of a Dover Amosif Hevel. And perhaps we could suggest that the reason why Rav Yosef is dealing now not with Iser Hatmana, but rather with Iser of Mipnei Shemezes Ofar Mimkomo, is because according to Rav Yosef, since we're talking about Atman on Shabbos, and we're talking about a raw egg that's not been cooked yet, this is not a normal hatmana, which is done on Erev Shabbos. Normally, hatmana on Erev Shabbos is done with food that was already cooked, and the insulation is in order to protect the heat of hot food that's already been cooked. So therefore, it could be that Rav Yosef holds that there's no Isra Atmana in the case of raw food if it's not Mevushal Kol Tzarko, and add to that that we're talking about Toldos Sachama. So if we add A plus B, number one, it's raw food, which is very unusual and was probably not included in the original Gzeirah of Atmana, plus B, the fact that we're dealing with Toldos Sachama. So therefore, according to Rav Yosef, we're not going to prohibit this because of a chashash of Shema Yatmin Beremetz. So therefore, just like Rav Yosef was matir cooking on Shabbos in Toldos Achama, as long as Ushalob Derech Hatmana, he wasn't afraid, he wasn't choshesh, that they'll come to do a bishul in Toldos Aor, and that's because everybody knows about Bishul B'Shabbos, that Isur is very well known. But if you talk about Atmana Mibod Yom, and you want to say there's a chashash that it'll be Matmin at that time in a remitz, then you're going to have to be Choshesh for Shema Yechata B'Gecholim B'Shabbos B'Shogeg. And that's the logic why they might prohibit it even if it was not Mevushal called Tzarko. So Rav Yosef would hold that if you have A plus B, it's very unusual here that he's doing Atman on Shabbos, as we said, the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, and it's a Dover Sheina Mevushal Klal, it's completely raw, this egg. That's an unusual Atman, it would not come under this Atman. Rabbah is not impressed by that, and Rabbah is saying that we have a chash of Hatmana that could lead to Chitui B'Gecholim. Now Rav Yosef's interpretation of Lo Yitmin Ben B'Chol, the problem therein, is that when he submerges the egg, he pushes aside some sand which is Mukta. And Rav Yosef holds that Mukta is Osir even Tiltal Yidei Atzat. Even when he pushes one thing and something else gets pushed, and that something else is Mukta. However, Rashi seems to take a different approach to Rav Yosef, and he assumes that Mibnesha Mezes Ofer Mimkomo is an Iser of Chofer Guma, that it's like it's the equivalent of digging a hole for the sake of the egg, which might be a violation of Aleches Choresh. So we're not talking about moving Mukta, we're talking about a much more severe possibility of violating Aleches Charisha. And that's the Shema Yoz's offer. That's the way Rashi seems to interpret it. And Rashi adds that we're afraid that maybe he won't have enough sand that's already akur, that's already been removed, in order to do the Atmana and the Beitza, and he's going to come to move the offer and Chofer Guma be offer. If it's offer davuk, it's solid, you know, solid offer, it's not akur, he's chayv for meleches choresh. Now, Tosis, Divra Masal Mipnei, says that we should not interpret Rashi that the chashash is that he's going to dig a guma in order to take offer for his purpose of hatmanas habeitza in a different place. That's not what we're talking about. We're not choshesh that far that he'll take offer out of the ground in order to use it to cover the beitza elsewhere. Because in this situation, he doesn't need the guma itself. He only needs the offer, and that would be a malach sheni tzricha legufa. That's why Tosus insists that Rashi's holding that the chashash is that he's moving the offer here in order to get the hole. Not the offer, and the hole itself is meleches choresh. Meleches Harisha. Now, it's interesting to think about why Rabbah is not, it doesn't relate to this possible chash. And it could be that Rabbah is not choshesh for this gzera that will be mezes offer. As far as Muktz is concerned, why isn't Rabbah worried about Muktz? And the answer is he holds Tiltul Min Atzad is mutter. The Gemara now asks, my Beinayu, what's the nafkamina between the two explanations of Rav Yosef, that of Rabbah of Hatmona and that of Rav Yosef of Shema Chshash Mipnei Mezes Ofar Mimkomo? Ike Beinayu Ofar Tichoach. The nafkamina is going to be a case where he has loose earth. He already prepared loose earth and he's burying the egg in loose earth, obviously hot loose earth. And according to Rabbah, this is also forbidden because this is similar to Yatmin Beremetz. But according to Rav Yosef, it would be mutter. Now again, the concern, let's say according to Rabbah, exists when he buries an egg that it might lead to encasing food, an egg, in hot ashes. And therefore prohibition has to extend even to this case where we prepared loose earth before Shabbos. But if we're going to go with Rav Yosef under the understanding of Muktza, then there's no problem with Muktza here because he already has Ofar Tichoach. He already has this loose earth. Now, you know, one who digs a hole, in this case, the earth itself is loose, so that's not going to be Tiltul Muktza. So let's see if we can read some of the Rishonim here as to why there's no Tiltul Muktza here in the case of Ofar Tichoch, the loose earth. Perhaps we could just say that we're not choshesh that he's going to be moving the Ofar Mimkomo. And Rashi Dimaschal Ofar seems to go with that Mahalach. Klomar Tichoch by Omek, the Lekalamechesh Lemezes, he's not going to move the earth. There's enough of loose earth, he just has to drop the egg in, and that's fine. And Tosis is asking from a Gemara in Beitza on Daf Ches, it seems to indicate that even in Ofar Tichoach, maybe there's no Iser of Muktza, perhaps, but there is an Iser of Chafiras Guma. And Tosis says that there in the Gemara in Beitza, we're talking about Ofar Tichoach Muot, a very limited amount, volume of Ofar Tichoach. And the karka around it is very hard, very tough, and therefore when he takes out Ofar Tichoach, the guma remains a hole in the karka. But here we're talking about a case where even around the Ofar Tichoach, even if he removes the Ofar from the Mokom Atmona, then the Dofne HaGuma will fall inside, and there won't be a permanent hole, so that's not called Meleches Choresh. Meisve, the Gemara now asks Akasha from a Brisa. The Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Megalgalin, again, it's a type of rolling an egg in a way that you roast the egg, Al Gabi Gag Roseach. So you now have the floor of the roof, which has been heated up by the sun. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to cook on Toldos HaChama, something that was heated up by the sun. And basically, Rav Shimon Gamliel is holding like Rav Yossi, who is Matir Bishul B'Toldos HaChama in the case of Sudar. But then it says, V'yem Megaglin Beit Sal Gabi Sid Roseach, that we're not going to allow you to roast an egg on hot lime, And perhaps we could say that the hot lime was heated by fire, and therefore it's told us a'or, not told us a'chama. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Now Bishleim, the Gemara says, I can understand Rav Shimon Gamliel, Laman Diomar, according to Rabbah, who holds that the reason Rav Yossi is molded in the case of the Isar Atmana B'chol is Gzeir Hashem Yathmin B'remetz. And in the case of being Megalgal of Beitz Al-Gabi Roseach, Al-Gag Roseach, on the roof, Lekha L'Migzar, there's no room for Gzeirah. This is not any sort of Hatmana whatsoever. So why is he going to confuse this Hatmana with Hatmana B'remetz? Ella Lamandi, but according to Rav Yosef, who holds that the reason for the Isur in the case of Atman B'chol is Mipnei Shemezes Afar Mimkomo. So why should Rav Shimon Gamliel be Mater on the roof? Ligzar, we should be worried, even in the case of the roof, Shemezes Afar Mimkomo. Because there's plenty of dirt on top of the roof, and if he wants to speed up the process of roasting his egg, he certainly would want to cover the egg with the offer, and he would certainly use some of the earth on top of the roof, move it around, and cover his egg. And the Gemara answers, Stam Gag Les Bay Afar. That, unless we know otherwise, we can assume that a Gag is just a roof. You know, it's got a flooring, but no Afar. And therefore, we don't have to be Choshesh for Hazazas Afar. Toshma. The Gemara now is going to ask another Kasha on Rav Yosef. And this from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. Maisa sha'osu anshei Tveria ve'viu silon shel tzonein l'toch ama shel chamin. So the Mishnah tells us about this incident in which the people of Tiberias went ahead, they ran a pipe of cold water into a canal of hot water. The hot water of the Chamei Tveria. And the Chachamim were very upset about this. They said, you're not allowed to use the water that came through the pipes. And the Gemara now thinks that Chamei Tveria is solar heated, right? We have a possibility to say that the heat of Chamei Tveria actually comes from fire, but now we're assuming that the heat comes from the sun. And if that be the case, then we're talking about Mevashel B'Toldo Sachama. Is Bishlei L'man D'Omar, if you go like Rabbah, that the reason why Rav Yosef is Modin Hatmana Bechol is because Gzeir Hashem Yatmin Beremetz, a certain striking similarity between Atmana Bechol and Atmana Beremetz, is then I understand Hainu, we begin to appreciate why the Chachamim objected to the Mei Silon, the waters coming through the pipes that were heated by Chamei Tveria, to Damya Latmana. It's also similar to Atmana because he puts the pipes under the water of Chamei Tveria, running them through, and that's an act of Hatmana. He takes the cold water that's coming through these pipes, and he basically heats them up through the water of the Chamei Tveria. That's a kind of Hatmana. El Amandi, I'm going to Rav Yosef, who holds that the reason why Rav Yosef is Mode in the case of Hatmana B'chol is Mipnei Shemezes off from Komo, Ma'ikul Meimar. There's no possibility here of Shema Yaz's off from Imkomo. He's not moving earth from its place. He's submerging the pipe under the water. So what's going on over here if we assume that the Chachomim agreed with Rav Yossi, and if we assume Rav Yosef's interpretation of Rav Yossi, there doesn't seem to be any reason why, you know, burying the egg in the sand should be similar to burying the pipes, running the pipes through the Chamei Tveria. There's no Shemiyaziz Ofar Mimkomo in the case of the in the scenario of Chamei Tveria. So the Gemara answers, Mi Savris, do you really think that the Maisa B'Tveria, the Maisa itself, is brought in the Mishnah? Asefa Koi, it's going on the last part of the Mishnah, which is the Chol V'Avak, which are Smuchim Lo, that Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that in the case of Chol and Avak Jochim, that it's Asur. And now the Mishnah is bringing the case of Anshei Tveria as a support for this Isur that even Rabbi Yossi is Moda to. No. Reisha Koi. This part of the mission of the story of Anshei Tveria goes back to the Reisha, where it says Lo Yafki Ena Bisudarin Rabbi Yossi Matir. And Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no Isur in Tolda Sachama. And now the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Yossi, they are bringing this case of Anshei Tveria. Valchi Kamala, and this is what they're saying, Rabbanu Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi. How could you be matir cooking on top of Toldos HaChama? In the case of Sudarim, Ha'maisim Anshei Tveria, Toldos HaChama, V'Asri L'Rabbanon. The story of Anshei Tveria, where they ran the pipe underneath the hot springs, that's clearly a case of Chamei, of Toldos HaChama. And yet the Rabbanan asked it, so you see that there's a gzera that equates Toldos HaChama with Toldos HaOr. And now we get to the answer of Yossi to the Chachamim, Omer Lahu, Rabbi Yosef responded, Ahu Mayan Chamei Tveria, we don't judge it and we don't classify it as Toldos HaOr. I'm sorry, scratch that. We don't classify it as Toldos HaChama. That's the way you understood it, but rather it's told us or who. Now, where's the fire that's heating up Chamei Tveria? The Cholfi, the waters of Chamei Tveria, pass over a Pischa de Gehenna. Gehenna means, you know, a gigantic fire somewhere in the center of the earth, you know, below the surface of the earth, there's a fire. And the waters of Chamei Tveria pass over that fire. And therefore their status is that of Toldos HaEsh, which is Bishul Doraisa. We're not talking about Toldos HaChama, that the Chamei Tveria heated by solar, by the sun. But rather we're talking about Chamei Tveria that are heated up by the water, by the Esh, the fire of Gehenna. Pischa de Gehenna. So he has a Ramban here that proves that the Choma of Esh HaGehenna is Murgosh, the Chom, the heat of the Esh HaGehenna is Murgosh Gam B'chushim Gashmir. So the Ramban seems to be very serious here about the Gehenna aspect here, and he's deriving conclusions about the nature of Gehenna. That Gehenna, in fact, is something that has physical heat to it. That's what we're going to suffer from. So in any event, the Gemara now is trying to reconcile and defend this, the opinion of Rav Yosef. Let's go back to Rabba for a minute. He holds that this Maisa of Anshei Tveria is brought in the Sefer, deliberately in the Sefer, for Chol V'Avak Drachim, to teach us that Bishul Chamei Tveria is Asur, even according to Rav Yosef, in the same way that that Chol and Avak Jerochim is also because of a Chashash Hatmono. Omar Rav Chizda, now we turn to Daf, Lamed Tes, Lamed Beis, Mimaisa Shosu Anshei Tveria, V'Asri L'Rabbonon, Botlat Mono, B'Dora Mosif Hevel Afilu Mibodion. What we derive from this story of the Rabbonon who objected to Anshei Tveria is that there's no longer a possibility permitting hatmana even on Erev Shabbos, because the Anshei Tveria put this insulation set up on Erev Shabbos, but if it's a Dora Mosif Hevel, then it's Asur even on Erev Shabbos. And that's the difference between Atmon on Erev Shabbos and Atmon on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Atmon is also even in a Dover HaShomer as a Hevel. It just protects the heat, but with regard to Erev Shabbos, it's only also in the case of a Dover HaMosif Hevel. And this is a classic case of Dover HaMosif Hevel, because the waters of Chamei Tveri will heat up the water, the cold water, in the Silon, in the pipes. Amar Ula Alocha Kanshei Tveria. This is very surprising to us, that what they did is mutter. That's how Ula understands it. And even though this pipe is bringing cold water that's going to be heated in the Chamei Tveria, since they set it up on Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to do so. Amalei Rav Nachman Kvar Tavrinu Anshei Tveria L'Silonayu. The Anshei Tveria ready themselves on their own initiative, hearing the words, the admonition of the Chachamim, they already broke down their pipes and they retracted their original heter, and they accepted the Isur, and therefore we're not going to have Paskin like the Anshei Tveria when they themselves rescinded their original opinion. They destroyed their pipes, they retracted their opinion, they conceded the Halacha like the Chachamim. The Gemara now gets into the very, very long and complicated sugya called Rechitza, and we're dealing with issues that have to do with bathing on Shabbos and ultimately bathing on Yontif. Maisa Shasu Anshei Tveria. We learned in the Mishnah on Lamed Ches that the Anshei Tveria brought this pipe of cold that drew the cold water under the Chamei Tveria, and the Chacham say that it has the status, the water has the status of water that was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore it's asur not only in Shtia but also in Rechitza. However, if it would have been on Yontif, then the status of this water that was drawn in the pipes would be equal to that which of Huchmu B'Yontif, and water that was heated up on Yontif is prohibited in Rechitza but it's permissible in Shtia. So now the Gemara asks the following kasha: my rechitza, which is the bathing that was prohibited in the case of the Mei Silon, these pipes that drew cold water on Shabbos, ilem if it's rechitzas kol gufo, if it means that the Chachamim prohibited bathing one's entire body, submerging one's entire body into the bath, and that's what the Chacham objected to, giving it the status of Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, then Ela Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos Huda Surin Ha Chamin Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos Mutarin. The Chacham told the Anshei Tveria that the reason why there's an Isur Rechitza is because this is as if the water was heated on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take a bath, a hot bath on Shabbos, in water that was prepared on Erev Shabbos? But Sanya, we learned in a brisa, Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, if on Friday, late in the afternoon, you would heat up water, then you want to take a bath in this hot water on Shabbos, Yizlo Mochar, the only thing we'll allow you to do is Rochitz Ben Pono V'Yodav Relaglov. I'm a local gufo. He's not allowed to take a bath in the hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. At best, what we're going to allow him to do is to wash his face, his hands, his feet. And this really introduces a whole sugya that we're going to learn on Daf Mem in Yirtzeh Hashem called Gzeiras Merchitzos, that they didn't allow going into bathhouses, and we'll get into why. And therefore they prohibited baths. So even if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, the bath in the hot water would be prohibited. We'd only allow him to wash certain parts of his body, individual members of his body. Ella, so therefore, The Gemara tries to explain it a little bit differently, that the rechitza which the Chacham objected to in the case of Mei Silon in the Chamei Tveria was the rechitza panav yodav raglav. And therefore the Mishnah says that the reason why this rechitza is prohibited is because it's considered like mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, mayim, water that was heated before Shabbos. You're allowed to wash panav yodav raglav, but not kol gufo. If the wood on the other end was heated on Shabbos itself, then even panav yodav raglav is also. So even after the gzeres merchatzos, one is permitted to wash his face, his hands, his feet with water that was heated before Shabbos. But if the water was heated on Shabbos itself, even if lo yitzur, there was no violation of melechas Shabbos, nevertheless, when it comes to water, we treat it more stringently. And this we're going to get from the sugya on daf mem amud beis. And therefore, we're going to prohibit even washing panav yodav raglav. So Gemara says, Eima Seifa. However, let's look at the next part of the Mishnah with regard to the words of the Chacham and to the Anshei Tveria. And it says, Biyantif, what's the story or the status of this water that was drawn through the pipes, cold water into Chamei Tveria Kedin, Chamin Shehuchmu Biyantif, V'asurim V'rechitza Mutarim V'shtiya. Now, it's explicit that chamin shehuchmu biyantif is asur b'rechitza. Now, according to our understanding now, that the word mechitza means rechitza is panav yodav raglav, then it's difficult. Lema tnan stoma kibet shamai. Shall we assume that our Mishnah reflects the shita of Beit Shammai with regard to the question of water that was heated on Yontif, whether it's permissible in Panav Yodav Raglav? Tisnah, we learned in the Mishnah in Beitza, Beit Shammai Omrim Lo, Yocham Adam Chamin, and we're talking about heating up water on Yontif, Le Raglav, for the purpose of washing his feet. Elam Kain Re'uyim L'Shasiya, if he heats them for the purpose of drinking hot water, that's okay on Yontif. Then once he's heating the water, he can add some extra water and heat it up for the purpose of washing his feet and his hands and his face. But it comes out that, according to Beit Shammai, we are enjoined from heating up water on Shabbos, on Yontif, for the sake of washing one's body parts. But Beisil Matirit, Beisil allow you to heat up water on Yontif, even though his intention is purely for the sake of Rechitzas Panav Yodav Raglav. If he's heating up water on Yontif, Litzarech Rechitzas called Gufo, for bathing, Mamish submerging his body in the hot water, that's prohibited. But now let's go back to our Mishnah. If we interpret our Mishnah and the word rechitza in our Mishnah is referring to panav yodav raglav, then the sefer of our Mishnah, which prohibits rechitza in chamin shehuchmu biyantiv, well, that reflects the shita Beit Shammai in Masechta Beitza. And we don't want to interpret a stam Mishnah, that Rebbe wrote a stam Mishnah reflecting the shita Beit Shammai. That's very difficult. So the Gemara now answers, Omar of Ika Bar Chananya Lishtatev Bahen Kol Gufo Askinon. So again, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Rechitzas Kol Gufo. And that's why the Chacham told the Anshei Tveria that water that was heated on Yontif is Asur B'Rechitza in a case of Kol Gufo, which reflects the sheet of Basil, even Basil's Moda, that bathing in hot water that was heated on Yontif is Asur. Bathing meaning submerging your body into the hot water. You were medayik from the Mishnah that water that was heated on Erev Shabbos would be mutol lirchotz, right? The only reason the Chacham prohibited the Anshei Tveria is because they equated this water that came through the pipes to water that was heated on Shabbos. And if the water was heated on Shabbos, then we're not talking about rechitzas
raglayim, which a person just, you know, he puts his feet into the water, because, again, the diuk is, let's just go over it one more time, that how could the Mishnah prohibit it because, the Chacham prohibited it because it was Chamesh Ufu B'Shabbos, implying that what? That you're allowed to take a bath with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. And that could be true in the case of Yontif, and that was the Shita of Beis Hillel. Let me just clarify, make sure that last point was clear, that according to Beis Hillel, if it was Maim Shehuchmu Bi Yontif, it would be Asur Rechitzas Kol Gufo. I don't think I said that clearly. Beis Hillel was only Mater Panav Yad Varagla. But now, if we assume that our Mishnah is talking about Rechitzas Kol Gufo, then how could it be that the Mishnah had to go that extra step to just the Chacham to justify the Isur by saying, well, it's Kehuchmu, Maim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. Forget about it. Even if it was Huchmu B'Erev Shabbos, there's no heter of bathing in hot water on Shabbos. And the answer is, says Rav Iko, we're talking about Lishtatev Bahen Kol Gufo. That's the case of our Mishnah. And this is, I guess, what you would call rinsing one's entire body, like showering, what we call a shower as opposed to bathing. So he's not submerging his body into the water, but rather he's pouring the water on top of his body. And now we're saying that as far as our Mishnah is concerned, the Iser of bathing in hot water that was heated before Shabbos only applies to bathing in hot water, but not to showering in hot water. Or, shall we say, rinsing the entire body in hot water. V'haytanahu, and our Mishnah reflects the sheet of the following Tana, which is Reb Shimon, in the following Braisa. Tisanya, we learned in a Braisa, Lo yishtatev Adam kol gufo, a person should not pour water on himself on Shabbos, bein becham bein mitzonen. In other words, even if the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, beheter, or alternatively in cold water. This is the shita of Rabbi Meir. We don't allow bathing on Shabbos. That's called kol gufo, period. No matter what, whether it's cold water or hot water, even if the hot water was heated on Erev Shabbos. For Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Shimon says that he's not submerging his body in the bath, he's rather showering, and that he's allowed, according to Rav Shimon, and he's allowed to shower even in hot water, as long as the hot water was heated on Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda is the third sheet, Omer, Bechamin Osur Bitzonin Mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda is not going to go as far as Rabbi Shimon to allow you to take a hot shower on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. But he will accept Rabbi Shimon part way and allow you to take a shower in cold water on Shabbos. And that's called Bitzonin Mutter. Now, the Iser of showering in hot water is included in what we call the Gzeras Merchitzos. In the case of Tzonein, we could be more lenient about it. There's not a chashash that people would think that that what's called Rochatz Kodem Lachein, that he had taken a bath beforehand and now he was cooling himself off in cold water. Because Palmim Rabos, it's quite common, no saying Olav Adam Maim Karim Lahakir Atzmo. If it's very hot out, he will take a cold shower. So we don't have to be choshish that people think he really took a hot bath or a hot shower. So now we have three Shitos, and Rabbi Shimon is the Matir, and he allows you to take a shower on Shabbos with hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. And he is the author of our Mishnah. And therefore, since the water here is considered as if it was heated on Shabbos, that's why it's Asur in the case of showering. But if the water would have been considered as we would have intuitively thought, that's water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, that would be mutter. You're allowed to shower in that water, even though it's hot water, if it was heated on Erev Shabbos. That's the Shita of Shimon. And the earlier brisa that prohibits rechitzas kol gufo in a case of chamin that was heated on Erev Shabbos, that's a case where he submerges his body into the water, he's taking a bath, and even Rav Shimon agrees that that's asur. And we could also assume that that brisa is a case of showering, and it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibit taking a hot shower even with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and that's against Rav Shimon, who was matir. Now the Gemara tries to explain under what circumstances is this machlokus in the brisa with regard to showering appropriate. Omar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda interprets machlokus, the machlokus tanoim in the brisa, with regard to showering on Shabbos with hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, that's only in a case of notel mayim bekli, aval bekara ledivya kol mutter. So this debate here with Rav Shimon on one side, Lakula, and both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on the other side, in the case of showering in hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, that's only in a case of a kli. What they would do is they would pour the hot water into a big barrel, and they would pour from the barrel over their body. And here, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda take a more stringent position because the roeh, they're afraid of the spectator who sees that there's hot water in the kli. He might suspect that that hot water was heated on Shabbos itself by fire. Because normally, when you have water in a kli, it won't keep the heat very, very long. And therefore, somebody might come to possibly heat up water on Shabbos because he wants to make sure that he's getting hot water for a bath. Again, not a bath really, it's more a shower than a bath. But the water has collected in a kli. Now, what I'm not sure is, what is the nature of this isur? Are we talking about a real chashash that he'll come to heat up water on Shabbos? Or are we talking about some sort of a maris ayin halacha, that the person who sees the hot water in the kli, he's going to suspect you of having heated up the water over the fire on Shabbos? So I'm not sure. But aval, the karka, this is the main point that we wanted to get to. When you have bathhouses, and the baths are literally in the ground. You know, they dig the bath from the ground itself, is the divya called mutter. Then everyone would agree that even if the water was heated up on, I'm saying, if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, you might think, well, people will say, well, it was heated up today. But the answer is no. We don't have to be afraid of. You're allowed to shower with this water. Why? Because derech chamin shevakarka lishmar chomom yom o yomayim. Let's explain that. So it's quite common for hot water in karka to hold, to retain the heat even for a day or two, and therefore there's no gzera. Maybe he'll come to the wrong conclusion and mistakenly think that you're allowed to heat up water on Shabbos for the purpose of Rechitza. So the Gemara now objects to this distinction that Rav Chisda makes between Mayim B'Kli and Mayim B'Karka. In fact, the Gemara, V'amaisa, the Anshei Tveria, the very case that we're dealing with, where the Anshei Tveria ran this pipe underneath the Chami Tveria in order to heat up the cold water that's drawn in the pipe, is B'Karka Havi. It's actually a case of Karka. And V'Asri Luhu, Rabbanan, nevertheless the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to take a shower with this water. Like we saw in Ravika Bar Chanina, who interpreted that mission as a case of shituf, as a case of showering. So you see that even water that's in karka is nevertheless asur litol ulishtate. You're not allowed to use it for showering. And this is a difficulty, according to Rav Chisda, who says that in karka everybody agrees that it's mutter. So let's just summarize the Gemara's kasha now. The situation of Chachmei Tveria was in the ground. The Chachamim said that you're not allowed to rinse your body with this water. And that means that although the pipe of the fresh water ran through this canal of hot water, and eventually it emptied into an in-ground pool in which they bathed, and yet the Chazal forbade using it for bathing, or for that matter even for rinsing, meaning even for a shower. So we have to draw the conclusion that hot water, even in an in-ground pool, is included in the prohibition against showering, no less than hot water that's found in a vessel. And therefore, the Gemara says the following. Just turn the page, sorry. Gemara says, Eliyitmar, Hachiyitmar. So the Gemara brings Rav Chisda in a slightly different formulation. And what we had in the name of Rav Chisda to explain the Machlokas in the Braisa is, we have to interpret it this way. Machlokas Tanoim, as far as showering on Shabbos in hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, that only applies to Karka. And in this case, Rabbi Shimon was Matir, and he held that there's no room, no justification for this Gzera, that the spectator will come to the mistaken conclusion that maybe we're allowed to heat up water on Shabbos. That doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Shimon in the case of Karka, where Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have this absolute Isur, and that has to be understood why they would prohibit it even in the case of Karka. And that's why Rav Ika bar Chananya had to interpret our Mishnah, attribute our Mishnah to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the Chacham would not have said that the reason for this Isur is because it was heated up on Shabbos, because even if it was heated up on Friday, it would still be Asur. Avol b'kli d'riya kol Asur. Even Rav Shimon would be Moda that to rinse yourself off with hot water that's been collected in a receptacle, in a utensil, in a vessel, that is also because there's going to be a chashash. We have to suspect that maybe the spectator would think that today they heated up the water in this vessel, and he himself might come to heat up water on Shabbos. And if it was heated on Shabbos itself, in such a case, even Rav Shimon would be moda. He would agree that you're not allowed to take a shower with this hot water, even if it was in a karka. But the Chachamim of Anshei Tveria, when they issued their verdict regarding the din of the Mei Silon, that it's like Chamin Shehuchmu v'Shabbos, and it's Asur Berechitza u'Bishtia, is that's a case of karka. And in a case of karka, Rav Shimon is cholik on Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, and he holds that it's mutter, but he admits that in the case of kli, that would be osur. So I'm thinking out loud that it could be that the Anshei Tveria were worried about a situation where they might, the Anshei Tveria might take the water out of the karka. I'm going to Rav Shimon now, in order to take a shower and take the water out of the bath with a utensil and pour that water over their heads. And in the case of a kli, Rav Shimon is moda that we have to suspect that when people see hot water in a kli, they may think that that water was heated up on Shabbos. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alocha Kirab Yehuda. As far as taking a cold shower is concerned, we accept the Shita of Yehuda, and that's mutter. The only Isser is going to apply to hot water, taking a hot shower, and it makes no difference when the water was heated, whether it was heated on Shabbos or even if it was heated on Erev Shabbos. Now, this is in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef turns to Rabbi Barachon, he asks him the following question, Beferish mi aloch, did you hear this directly, explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan, that we pass on aloch Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, michlola shmi aloch. Or did you derive it from a conclusion, as a conclusion, from not something that you heard directly, but you heard something else, and you derive this conclusion? So Rabbi Barachon turns back to Rav Yosef with a question. A good question deserves another good question. My klola. What would be a statement of Rav Yochanan that perhaps I could have derived from Rav Yochanan that he holds that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? And Rav Yosef answers the Omer of Tanchum, Omer Rav Yochanan, Omer Rav Yanai. Here there's a girsa problem. But anyway, Omer Rav Yanai, Kol Mokum Shata Motzi Shnaim Chalukim V'Yechad Machriya Halacha Kedivrei HaMachriya Chutz Mikulei Matlonios Sha'af Al Pisha Rabbi Eliezer Machmer Rabbi Yeshua Mekev Rabbi Kiva Machriya Ein Halacha Kedivrei HaMachriya. We'll get back to Rabbi Akiva in just a minute. Let's just formulate this principle of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yanai. And he's saying the following, that whenever we have a machlokes, then if we have a third Tana who comes up with a compromised shita that's called a machriya, then halacha is always like that Tana who's machriya, he is the mediator, so to speak, comes up with the middle shita. The exception to this rule is the case of matlonios, and this has to do with Kabbalas Tuma, and I think we've touched upon this back on Daf Chav Tes, if you recall, and you have a rag that sometimes he uses it, but only on a temporary basis, and the question is whether it's Makabal Tuma or not, because he's using it for something insignificant, and in that case, we have, on the one end, Rabbi Eliezer, the Machmir. He says, there is Kabbalas Tuma. We have Rabbi Yeshua, the Mekil. There's no Kabbalas Tuma. And then we have the mediation here, the compromise of Rabbi Akiva. He's the Machriya. But in this case, Ein Halacha Kedivrei Machriya. The Gemara is going to give a number of reasons why we don't follow Rabbi Akiva as a Machriya between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Chada number one is the Rabbi Akiva Talmud who? Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the view of a Talmud could never trump the view of his teacher, even if he's coming only as a mediator. The Ode, and furthermore, and here we're turning to Daf Mem and Aleph, Hadar Bey Rabbi Akiva Legabe de Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva himself rescinded his opinion, and instead, he accepted the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. And that we mentioned again back in the Sugya and Chav Tesam and Beis. So when we get back to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps Rabbi Bar Bar Chana derived from Rabbi Yochanan a conclusion that in our case, Rabbi Yochanan would certainly follow the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the machria. Because although he was machmir like Rabbi Meir with regard to hot water, he was maker like Rabbi Shimon with regard to cold water. And therefore, he's the midi of Shita. So Gemara says, "V'imichlol amai." Okay, so let's say, grant you that Rav Bar Chana derived this from an inference. Why is that not valid? It seems like a very cogent argument. And the Gemara answer is, "Dilma hani mili v'masnisin, avol b'braisa lo." It could be possible that this halacha, this principle, that we follow the opinion of the mediator, of the machria, that only applies in a mishnah. Like, for example, the case of a matlis, which is, whether it's makabel tuma, these rags, and so forth. Well, the b'raisa, but when it comes to a b'raisa, like our case, then lo, then we don't accept the view of the machria. So if Rabbi Bar Bar Chana didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Yochanan that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, he inferred it from the statement of Halach Yidirei Machria, then that conclusion, as it would apply to our case, would not be valid. Because we're dealing with a Braisa. And if Rabbi Yehuda is Machria and a Braisa, we don't know that Rabbi Yochanan would say that we have to follow the Halach like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Bar Chana responded to the question of Rabbi Yosef, I actually heard this explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you don't have to worry about the fact that I was trying to derive it from this principle of Halacha Kedivrei Machria. Now just on the words of Vebraisa Lo, let's say the following. Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shalacha Kedivrei Machria. In the case of a braisa, umachlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, ksuva bebraisa bilvat. We don't find that these three shitas are recorded in a mishnah; they're only recorded in a braisa, and therefore we don't know that we can derive any definite conclusions about halacha kedivrei machria here from a braisa until Rabbi Bar Bar Chana responded to Rabbi Yosef that he heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan, straight from the horse's mouth. He heard that halacha is ki Rabbi Yehuda, which means that as far as taking a shower on Shabbos, if it's hot water that was heated up on every Shabbos, it's asur, but a cold shower would be mutar. So this, we're going to stop here with Itmar, which is the fourth line down on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Amir Tshem will pick this up tomorrow.